This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that a major transformation has taken place in rail connectivity with the operationalization of the rail link between Jammu and Kashmir. Addressing the gathering after flagging off the extended Srinagar-Jammu Vande Bharat Express service from Jammu Tawi Railway Station today, Mr. Vaishnaw said, "The improved connectivity has significantly enhanced the ease of transportation of both goods and passengers in the region." He noted that following the abrogation of Article 370 in Jammu and Kashmir, the region has witnessed a continuous flow of development. Mr. Vaishnaw further informed that Jammu Tawi Railway Station is being redeveloped at a rapid pace with a modern design. The government has reassured that fertilizer availability in the country remains sufficient, with supplies continuing to exceed requirements for the Kharif 2026 season. Addressing an inter-ministerial briefing in New Delhi today, Additional Secretary in the Department of Fertilizers, Aparna Sharma, said that the domestic production of fertilizers has reached 62.37 lakh metric ton.
Fertilizer availability remains robust as ever, and the supplies continue to exceed the requirement. For Kharif 2026, the total domestic production of various fertilizer has been 62.37 LMT, and about 15.39 LMT of imports have reached our shores. So approximately 78 LMT of fertilizer has been added to the availability in the crisis situation.
She informed that global tenders have been floated to secure 38 LMT of urea and 19 LMT of phosphatic and potassic fertilizers. Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said there is uninterrupted supply of LPG, petrol and diesel across the country. Additional Secretary in the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Mukesh Mangal, said that all the seafarers in the region are safe and no incident involving Indian sea vessels has been reported in the last 24 hours. The Election Commission EC has introduced a QR code-based photo identity card system through its ECI Net platform to eliminate the possibility of any unauthorized person from entering the counting centres. The poll body has said the initiative will come into effect from 4th of next month. According to the Commission, the QR code-based verification will be a crucial layer in a newly implemented three-tier security system. The Ministry of Minority Affairs today said it is committed to making Hajj accessible and affordable for every Indian Muslim. The ministry said this in a social media post as concerns arose on several media platforms regarding increase in the Hajj airfare. It clarified that airlines had demanded $300 to $400 due to rising fuel costs amid the West Asia crisis. However, the ministry capped it to $100 per pilgrim, saving $200 to $300. Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said he respects the sentiments of countless families that Hajj is a once-in-a-lifetime dream. The Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, highlighted that BrahMos aerospace revenue has crossed 5,200 crore rupees for the last financial year. In a social media post, the DRDO said the Lucknow facility has started rolling out the first batch of missiles within a year of commencing operations. It also said that BrahMos Aerospace is steadily growing its footprint in the world market with two export orders worth 4,000 crore rupees signed in 2025-26. The Adi Kailash Yatra is set to commence tomorrow in Uttarakhand. The Pithoragarh District Administration has completed all preparations for the smooth conduct of the pilgrimage. Inner line permits have already been issued and registered devotees will undertake the journey as per the scheduled program. Nepal's national flag carrier airline acknowledged that the recently published map contained serious cartographic inaccuracies related to international borders and clarified that the content did not represent the official position of either the government of Nepal or the airline. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky today demanded the details of Russia's proposal for a short-term ceasefire. Referring to a telephonic conversation between US President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin yesterday, Mr. Zelensky said that Ukraine wishes for a long ceasefire. In a social media post, Ukrainian President said he has instructed his representatives to contact the team of the President of the United States and clarify the details of Russian proposal for a short-term ceasefire. And that is the end of this news bulletin.